Welcome back to Lay of the Land. Again, if anybody wants to call in and chat with Richard and I about sense of place, I'm sure there's folks out there who have a sense of place involving where they've grown up and have a story to tell. So don't hesitate to give us a call. 844-967-2789. Richard, you had a comment.
No.
So we were talking about some opportunities for the future here of preserving some of this sense of living on the land. And there are opportunities to do things with smaller amounts of land that seem to be the best opportunities, like niche farming of flower farms, vegetable farms, CSAs, even people who are raising grapes. Grapes is one of the rapidly growing commodities in Wisconsin. So there's a lot of different opportunities for small-scale agriculture. I see we do have a caller. So, Ron, what have you got?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
Well, my thoughts go back to your earlier discussion, which I thought was very interesting about migration patterns and so forth and regarding sense of place. And how much, Richard, in your life, thinking about your family heritage going back to Ireland, how much of that is involved in your sense of place, or is that at all? Because I think people who have moved from one place to the other still have that attachment to the homeland, even perhaps if they weren't raised there, and they might want to make pilgrimages back to kind of complete their sense of identity.
Yes, that always was compelling to me, that my great-grandparents came during the famine in Ireland, first settled in Yonkers, New York, for about 10 years, and then came to Wisconsin, but came during the famine. So the Irish was always in my mind, and that was part of the fascination of the old homeland that the ancestors came from. And in my attempt to preserve this 5 acres of the old place, the immigrant story is very much in my mind and part of that effort to remind people that of the pioneers, the early settlers who came, in this case, to Wisconsin from foreign lands. And in this area of Walworth County, it was very diverse, Bohemian, German, Irish, English. And eventually, I should mention this, in the 30s, there was a truck farm started by the Daniels and the Swans that had immigrants for the first time from Mexico would come for the summer and house and work in this case, Turtle Valley. And I remember the first Mexican man, I think, in Walworth County, and was known by the name Liberty, in Delavan. And now Delavan is about 30% Mexican population in the rural area. But back to my point, it was Ireland that held my imagination. And for other people, it would be other countries, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and that, Ron, did you have something else you wanted to add?
No, thank you for the comment.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Ron. It makes me think about our comments that earlier about the immigrant population, it puzzles me why some of our native Wisconsinites are have misgivings about another migration coming to Wisconsin, because, of course, all of us who are here, except for the Native American population, are immigrants. And somebody could have put a wall up and kept us out, and we wouldn't be here. So it puzzles me that people have misgivings about welcoming another generation of of immigrants, especially when our population of the state is aging and there is a big demand for people to do all kinds of work. Everywhere you go, there's a sign, help wanted. And it's not just because of the pandemic. This in rural areas of the state, there's been a demand for people to do all kinds of work for a decade or more. So it's nothing really uniquely tied to the pandemic.
That's the news now, isn't it, in rural Wisconsin? Diversity, a new kind of diversity. Before, in the middle of the 1800s, we were talking about migration from Europe. Now we're talking about what we've been talking about, from all over the world.
And when you think about it, let's just use our Afghan immigrants as an example. They're coming from a very rural place. Mm-hmm. I mean, Afghanistan is a very rural environment. There are a lot of isolated communities, and people who've very much in touch with the natural environment, living out in nature. They certainly are aware of what it means to live in an area that's not highly urban. So they are, in some ways, a good fit for the rural areas of Wisconsin. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes, I contact with rural sociology here at UW, and that is an emphasis now on the diversity, not on family farming or even the end of the family farm. We're maybe beyond that to other things now.
Yeah, we certainly have to look at the future of farming in a very creative way. But those of people like you and me, Richard, and all of our listeners out there who champion the rural experience need to continue to pursue creative ways to live in a rural state and prosper. And there's still opportunities to do that. I want to introduce our trivia question at this time for next week. And the trivia question is, what is the name of the highest elevation in Wisconsin? What is the name of the highest elevation in Wisconsin? So you can, if you got the answer to that, you can email me at nptim571@gmail.com. nptim571@gmail.com.
I have the answer.
you're not qualified to answer that, Richard.
I've been there.
Well, I want to thank Richard Quinney, my guest tonight, for being my guest. And thanks for being here, Richard. And I thank my listeners and my callers for coming in tonight. See you later.
Yeah, thank you.